The CEO of United Airlines resigned yesterday amid a federal investigation involving the Port Authority, the agency at the center of the Bridgegate scandal. The toppling of a major corporate leader could have debilitating ramifications for New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's presidential campaign. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz joins us now to tell us why. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Jamie.
This federal investigation is related to the so-called Chairman's Flight. That's a weekly nonstop United route between Newark and Columbia, South Carolina, right?
Right. Investigators want to know whether United Airlines CEO Jeffrey Smyzik and other executives created this special flight route for David Sampson. Sampson was the chairman of the Port Authority, which runs Newark Airport, and Sampson had a weekend home in South Carolina that he reportedly wanted to get to faster. So United allegedly reopened direct flights to Columbia, South Carolina. The plane left on Thursdays. It came back on Mondays, perfect for a weekend getaway. But it was a money loser. And right after Sampson resigned from the Port Authority in the wake of Bridgegate, the flight route was canceled. This so-called chairman's flight may have been created because Smyzik wanted millions of dollars in fee reductions that United pays the Port Authority to use the airport. United also wanted an extension to get a PATH train from Midtown over to Newark Airport.
Now, Christie appointed Sampson to the Port Authority, but does the governor have anything else to do with this so-called chairman's flight?
Christie's team says absolutely not. Just like Bridgegate, they told me today, Christie is being implicated for something done by someone else at the Port Authority. But the difference here is he can't distance himself to David Sampson as easily as he could the first three people indicted in the Bridgegate scheme. That's because Sampson has been described to me as Christie's mentor and a father figure. He gave Christie personal and political advice. He was chairman of Christie's transition team when he was first elected. When Bridgegate broke in January 2014, some in Christie's inner circle told the governor to cut Sampson loose. But Christie made a faithful decision. He's known to be loyal to a fault, and he stood by Sampson. 2 months passed before Sampson resigned. And so if Sampson does get indicted in this matter, it'll be very hard for Christie to separate himself.
But Matt, just moments ago on CNN, Christie appeared to do just that. He was asked about the United situation by CNN's Jake Tapper, and Christie said that he holds himself and his employees up to high standards.
The fact is, when you have 60,000 people working for you, there are going to be occasions where someone doesn't hold up that standard. I don't know if this is one of those instances or not, but when I have had instances of that, I've acted strongly and decisively.
So that's Governor Christie. He's referring to the firings after Bridgegate. I guess this is a whole new situation, right? How worried is Christie's campaign about these latest developments?
Yeah, I got a whole wide variety of reactions today. A couple of people close to the campaign said any indictments that may come out of this, they described as doomsday. We're concerned that donors may get worried about the noise and move on to some of the many other candidates. Others said they were confident that if the campaign survived the Bridgegate indictments, they could certainly survive this. And unlike Bridgegate, where allegedly Christie was getting benefit from punishing a mayor, whether he realized it or not, there is no evidence here that Christie got anything out of this at all. No one was doing something nefarious on his behalf, unlike in Bridgegate.
So what exactly is the Bridgegate connection to this story?
David Sampson, Bill Baroni, David Wildstein. These are the Christie allies who are running the New Jersey side of the Port Authority. Baroni and Wildstein have been indicted for Bridgegate. These three men were in meetings and had state dinners with Smyzik and top United officials. Christie himself had dinner with Smyzik around the time the decision was made to close the bridge lanes. And then there's one more intriguing connection between the two situations. United's lobbyist, when this deal allegedly went down for the chairman's flight, was Jamie Foxx, who is now currently Christie's transportation commissioner. Five out of seven people who were sitting at one of those steak dinners have since resigned, and Foxx is one of two who has not.
Any response, Matt, today from Republican voters or Christie supporters or donors about whether these latest developments changes how they feel about his presidential candidacy or even his viability as a candidacy?
I think we'll probably have to wait for the next round of polls, but I do know his advisors were heartened this morning because so far this has not gotten traction in the conservative media at all. I was pointed to a supportive tweet from a prominent conservative who preemptively criticized the liberal media for trying to use this to bring Christie down.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Matt Katz covers Chris Christie for WNYC. You can go to WNYC.org to see a timeline of the United deal with the Port Authority.